This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're with Tacy Byam. How are you, Tacy?
I'm excellent. Thanks very much for having me.
And Tacy is the CEO of DDI, which is Development Dimensions International. It's the world's largest research-based leadership company. So let's start off and talk about the state of leadership. And, you know, you're in 24 countries. You have over 1,000 employees, over 20,000 trainers, 42 offices. You see a lot of stuff, and everything you do is research-based. What is right with leadership today, and what is wrong with leadership today?
There is a lot that is right. Leadership is at the top of mind for every CEO and corporation out there. For even from where I sit right now in a smaller organization compared to, I know, many of your audience members, when I sit there and look about what's going to make us successful for the future in our different regions, in the different functions, I stop and have to ask, do we have the right talent that's ready to help drive us? We're changing. We're evolving as a corporation. I know many of your listeners have companies that are doing the same. And are we getting the right talent there? And are we doing it in an accelerated fashion? And so leadership is going to drive this strategy for organizations, how well things are executed, what is happening at the front line, the people who touch your customers every day, is a result of the shadow that's cast of the leaders. So I think we're at a incredibly high point for recognition around the need to equip CEOs with better leadership insight into what leaders bring to the table, who are the right people to promote and to bring in, and how to develop them faster. However, we're also at a huge time of waste. Barbara Kellerman, who's at Harvard, did a book called The End of Leadership, and she estimates that the industry that I sit in, getting leaders ready now, leadership development, is a $50 billion a year industry, and that the majority of that is wasted.
Wasted? What do you mean?
Wasted. It is ill-spent. It is not getting the results that people are looking for, and that we're not putting the right science and rigor around ensuring that you are achieving what you want to achieve in the transformation and your investment in leaders.
So what is the role of data?
Data is absolutely key. It's so obvious in everything that we do that you even think about how if anybody goes shopping, everybody's looking at our buying patterns and targeting things to us, that we need to be mining data around leaders to help them, HR departments, make better decisions. I was just in a meeting yesterday and talking about a global organization that was looking and data mining their exit interviews, and finding out that there is a huge combination of data that they can find out about the way the leader treats them, the age difference that they have for leaders, and what that leader needs to adapt to. So data gives you the intelligence that helps all of us be more mindful and change our behaviors as a leader.
And so a lot of what you're focused on is through CHROs,
right,
and the HR side, but also you've worked specifically through your assessments,
right,
with 77 top CEOs. What are the general findings there? Don't give any specifics, though.
Well, and to clarify that point, so we help equip organizations with better talent and identify the right people. And we help that through rich deep assessments. And so specifically, we've worked to assess 77 CEO candidates across a variety of organizations. And that ranges from a nonprofit who has a turnover to large pharmaceutical Fortune 100 organizations. And so we have the board feel better about the decision that they're making of the candidate because they are such rich insight about what that CEO is capable of stepping up to.
And I'm thinking, you know, when someone goes outside and they use the search firm, sometimes they'd be better off just finding out internally through assessments who the right person is.
Yeah. So there is a philosophy, and I believe it's absolutely right, that it is far better if you have a growth organization that's already doing well. You don't need to shake everything up inside of it to find the right candidate internally than it is to find a candidate externally. In other words, grow your own, who already have the networks, who have the knowledge of what makes for success, have an understanding of where the gaps are in your current strategy, that then they can build a new strategy for the future. And that is, you can find and get those people ready, generations of them within the organization to fuel the leadership pipeline. Top organizations are thinking systemically about that long term.
So let's take, we have hundreds of thousands of people listening in. What they want to know, they're going to hire someone, they're going to get the right person. What is the most important question to ask someone if you're going to hire them to find out, and I know I'm going across the board on different jobs, but to hire someone to know if they're correct?
Well, let me hover up for a second because that it is incredibly important to ask good, pointed questions. But it's also incredibly important to have first identify what the profile of success is going to look like for that position.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your target, right?
Mm-hmm.
And a target is in four different areas: the knowledge and the experience that they have and they bring to the table, and then their competencies and the attributes that they bring as
mm-hmm.
well, their personality that's going to underpin some of that. And right in there, by the way, is some risk factors. And it is interesting because when you ask good, rich questions, the question should be behaviorally based about what somebody has done in the past that is going, and they can tell you not only how they did it, but what their result was, whether it was a knowledge, experience, competency, or personal attribute.
Should you ask them hypothetical questions like...
Yeah, go ahead.
Like, what did you do in this situation?
Well, it is a hypothetical question, yes. But it's, tell me about a time.
So you're going to ask more, instead of hypothetical, you're going to recommend asking more past experience
Correct.
Questions.
Correct.
Those are going to be the ones
Right.
people should focus on.
Right. And we should be getting those behaviors. So when somebody, the mantra is past behavior predicts future behavior. And even better is when you can see somebody behave, we know how they're going to behave in the future. And so that's the difference. And the difference is you need to, remember I just mentioned there's four ways
mm-hmm.
that you can be interviewing around people. You do need to look holistically at all of those because what ends up happening, particularly for technical jobs a lot or when you're going fast, is people fall in love with the resume. They fall in love with individuals' knowledge and experience, only two of the categories, and they hire them based on that. But then they end up firing them because they don't have the skills to get along with people, to be able to translate a complicated strategy into something that's going to work for their team and be able to execute on that. To not be the micromanager, people love you for the detail, but those are the things that can over time derail. So when you're asking these behavioral questions, or even better, getting a behavioral snapshot of somebody, we want to make sure that they're holistic in all four of those categories.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We are with Tacey Byam, who is actually Dr. Tacey Byam, who is the CEO of DDI, which is the world's largest leadership development research-based company. So I want to talk on a big issue now. I want to get started on women in leadership. Now, we only have 1 minute, so you're going to tee it up. Why is it that we only have 26 Fortune 500 women CEOs, and you only have 1 minute, but then we're going to continue after the break.
Sure. So why is it we only have 26 Fortune 500 CEOs? I don't know the why. That is the reality of the picture that we're in right now, but we can create a different future. The thing that is disheartening to me, though, is this little factoid that there are more CEOs named John than there are women CEOs.
There are more CEOs named John than
there are. There
amazing.
Are.
Amazing. Amazing.
There are. And the data will tell you that top-performing organizations, data from every source, and DDI's got it with the Conference Board research that we did, that the top-performing organizations have a greater representation of women in leadership, whether it's CEO or the executive, but a greater representation. Women bring a different skill set to the table. They're able to get things done in a different fashion that is needed. And I think the thing as a company you need to stop and ask yourself is, do your women in leadership reflect the population of people in your company? And do the women in leadership reflect your customer base?
And on that, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear more about...
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we're with Tacy Byam, who is the CEO of DDI, which is the world's largest research-based leadership company. So we were talking about having more women in leadership roles, and my personal goal is to get 50 Fortune 500 women, which is still only 10%. How can organizations get women more involved, and what do women need to do to become in leadership positions?
So that's sort of coming in two directions. What do organizations need to do? Number one, it is surprising to me how few organizations actually know what their representation of women in leadership is. So do they have the data and the analytics around the numbers in their organizations? What's the representation by function, by level? And what is the representation of your hiring pool? So some of the world's leading organizations suggest that your slate of candidates needs to be equally diverse in order to ensure that you're hiring the right person. Now, again, we want to make sure you bring the top candidate into the organization, but you're going to find people that you didn't even recognize that should be there. So that's some of the what organizations need to do. They also need to have more robust HR practices around what they're doing in talent management. They are not always identifying high potentials appropriately and having a robust high potential process, not always using the right way to interview people. Is the slate as diverse, and are they interviewing with a diverse group of an interview panel at the same time? So there are so many levers, and in fact, you need to almost pull them all. One lever, though, for what the women need to do is that leading organizations, and I speak at a lot of organizations on women in leadership. I speak a lot on a topic that I call Lead Like a Girl. Your audience might know the Like a Girl commercial that always put out.
It is a YouTube. If you Google Lead Like a Girl that I saw of you, you were great.
Thank
the
you.
The audience was, oh my God.
Well, and in that commercial, it's, you know, unfortunately, throw like a girl and run like a girl, and girl has lost its power. It becomes something weak and powerless or even negative. And women in leadership, unfortunately, should never be thought of as weak, powerless, or negative, or stereotyped, or labeled. It should be something strong and powerful. And so through employee resource groups, helping bring up the next generation of leaders to what they need to do to be more confident, declare themselves for roles and ask for what they want, negotiate salaries. That research that was done in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon University found that graduating master's degree people, only 57% of men negotiated their first-time salary, 7% of women.
Mm.
What does that set you up for? Your opening salary for the next number of years for you? Huge. And so it's awareness and skill building for women around what they can do to be more confident, to be more networked, to be able to find sponsors and mentors. So a lot of different levers.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Show, and we're with Tacy Byam, who is the CEO of DDI. And we have just a couple more minutes, but we want to discuss two topics. One is this book you wrote. The second is the vision for DDI.
Sure.
So this is called Your First Leadership Job. I just read it. And what's so cool, I've been in business positions for years, but I've learned so many things about practical conversations, how to use the five steps. Just walk through some of the insights in Your First Leadership Job.
So Your First Leadership Job was written for all the leaders who are stepping up into leadership for the first time. our data tells us that 87% of them are feeling frustrated, they're anxious, they're looking for help. So we wanted to give them a place to turn for that help. The challenge is that what leadership really is at its heart is a sequence of all the conversations that you have every single day. And the way a leader...
That's a great, great definition, sequence of conversations.
And the way a leader engages in those conversations affects everything, because it affects whether people feel built up or torn down, but it also affects the productivity, because if they felt that something wasn't clear, they're going to go off and have side conversations. It affects safety. It affects Six
Sigma.
So what are the
five steps of a conversation?
So five steps.
Open.
Clarify the details.
And that's the one in the book it says people miss.
So often, because either you want to be more leader-like or you want to go super fast, but you skip over about, well, tell me more about what happened and what
and
were people
this,
doing.
This, when you need to really get it, slow down.
Slow
the
down.
Key.
The key to success is to slow down,
okay,
because
so
otherwise you're retreading.
Just clarify.
Clarify. Develop ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing some as a leader, but you're asking first.
Mm-hmm.
Ask should always be your first option. And then you want to agree on what the next steps and close with making sure everybody is clear, set up for success, feeling good. And this works whether it is a setting somebody up for success and thinking through a challenge they've never had before or with the team, but it also works when you have to give that tough feedback to somebody who's underperforming. You do it in a humane way.
Great. Final question. You've got 2.5 minutes left. The vision. You're taking DDI, this venerable company, around for 45 years, over 1,000 employees in 26 countries. So I know you're going to shift to more B2C instead of just B2B, but you're also doing a lot of transformative things with technology. What's the future of DDI?
Yeah, so we're on the in the middle of a transformation. We're in the first year. So as an anxious group of go-getters, we all wish this was done. But change takes time, and moving through that. And so some of the things we're doing to transform ourselves are around technology that's going to help us get to B2C, because what we know is today's learners want things bite-sized. They want things consumable. They want things on their phone and fast. I was in China, and everybody is got two phones that they're constantly looking and getting. At the same time, though, at the heart, what we know that leadership really is that conversation. So we have to help people not just learn five steps I just mentioned, practice them, get feedback on them. And they're getting to do that through fun simulations and games, and they keep coming back to learn and do more. And so it's like going to the gym and doing reps. Through this new entree with technology, we're helping people build that muscle memory that's going to help them be their best ever leaders.
Talk about what you're going to do with CEOs, your plan there.
What I'm going to do
with CEOs, connecting with CEOs, the value you can add to CEOs.
Well, I said earlier when we were talking that I think that DDI is your Sherpa to help you up the mountain. That what we do is bring data-driven research and processes that we've got mountains to show you that it changes behavior. And we do that and let you take that up the mountain. And we do that with you. So we customize things to you. We help you create what is going to be the execution on your vision. And whether that's through helping getting the right leaders in the right place or developing them.
Great having you on the CEO Show, Tacy.
Thank you very much.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini-CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ralph De La Vega. How are you, Ralph?
Terrific, Robert. Thank you for having me.
And Ralph is the vice chairman of AT&T. So let's talk about AT&T as an organization. It's in a very competitive space. How do you differentiate yourself?
Well, we have made several acquisitions recently, Robert, that really differentiate us on a global basis. We now are the world's highest scale integrated services provider for businesses and for consumers. That means that if you're a business, I can provide for all your needs. If you need wireless services, I can give you wireless services. If you need wireline services, I can give you those. If you need security services, I can work with others to give you solutions that solve your business problems. So we can serve from the smallest to the largest businesses, for example. We serve nearly every single Fortune 1000 firm globally. So we have a great base of customers, and we have the latest network technologies that allow software-defined capabilities to deliver services to customers in seconds. That's what we do in the business side. On the consumer side, we do the same thing. We're an integrated services provider, and with the acquisition of DirecTV, now we can offer a customer their TV services, their broadband services, their mobile services, their fixed voice services, whatever they want in a package. That's what distinguishes AT&T. We are the world's highest scaled integrated services provider, and that is a very distinctive strategy than anybody in the marketplace.
And one of the biggest things that I'm hearing from CEOs from other people is cybersecurity. A big fear. If you look at quality, cybersecurity is the ultimate in quality. What's your take on what's happening in cybersecurity, the challenges, and what are some of the solutions?
Cybersecurity is at the top of every CIO's agenda that I know. It's a very serious issue, and it's a very challenging issue because today CIOs have to connect the people in their companies, but they also have to connect the people in their companies to their suppliers. They have to connect the stuff that they work with, their data, to the cloud. And they have more and more machines that are getting connected to the Internet. So keeping all those things securely is a huge challenge. We advise customers that they have to begin by protecting their endpoints first. And those are their mobile devices, their tablets, anything where a cyber attack can generate from and use that as an access. But that's not enough. Then you have to have a secure connection to that company's network and a very secure connection to the cloud, and to make sure that you have the applications and the services that are in the cloud wrapped with security packages. So I tell my customers that the old days when you think that a firewall would just protect you, those days are gone. You've got to protect every element of your network, and then you have to have threat management over that, so you can actually see where data is moving from one part of your company to the other, and to make sure that you know what data is leaving your company. That's a key aspect, because sometimes people don't realize that their data is leaving your company, and in some cases, that's leaving your company to go to a hacker, a cyber attack, and that really makes the company vulnerable to losing its most valuable data. So, end-to-end security, but also very vigilant analysis of the patterns that are happening in the company to quickly detect when there's an abnormality that signals that somebody's in your network, they got through, and how to stop them quickly. That's why we offer them security solutions that are end-to-end and span from the smallest business to the largest enterprise.
And I know there's 117,000 security breaches a day. I read the AT&T report that you sent me. And of those, about 40% come internally from companies.
Yeah, we see an interesting scenario happening where some of the attacks come from the outside, but in many cases you have disgruntled employees who have unauthorized access to data, and they do damage to companies internally. So you have to be vigilant from the external sources as well as the internal sources. And, Robert, the data that we have on a global basis is that cyber attacks could cost as much as $445 billion worth of damage on a global basis. And when you localize that to a company, any company who's really suffers a major attack has their reputation damage, their data damage, and it's very, very costly to repair. So we encourage customers to take preventive actions to have something catastrophic happen to them. What we do at AT&T to protect our own network is we analyze about 10 petabytes of data every single day. To put that in context, that's about four times the size of the data in the Library of Congress every day. And we're looking at our network to understand where malware is coming from, what we can do to stop it from ever getting to the customer's premises. So we do a lot of network-based detection and prevention to help our customers not ever see the attacks. But in some cases, when they get through, you have to have the mechanisms that I alluded to prevent them from getting into the company's network.
Yeah, and I can see you're in sort of a unique position because of your infrastructure to help.
Yeah, we can see where they're coming from, how they're attacking, and we can give customers a heads up. The pattern. If they start attacking financial institutions or retail operations, we can give them a heads up and prevent them from getting hacked.
And in cybersecurity, is it, does the board get involved in cybersecurity at all?
Well, yeah, it has to permeate from the CEO, the board, through the executive ranks to the lowest employees. I think it's really key that cybersecurity and has to be a state of mind where everybody is cognizant. Just one employee opening up an email that they shouldn't have that gets into a PC sets off a chain of events. So we recommend that actually companies test their employees to make sure they're properly trained and tested so that they don't open those emails that get it through the company system. You click on it, now you have a malware in the system, and it's very, very disturbing. So having trained the board, the executives, but everybody in the company to make sure that they don't click on things that they shouldn't be, that they don't plug USB devices into company products and services that they shouldn't. You have to take extreme precaution to make sure that you don't have a cyber attack.
And let's talk about quality today. How would you define what quality is really about in the 21st century?
Well, it's so much different than what we used to do. I say that you can no longer inspect quality into a product. You have to build it in, and especially with products that are software-based.
That's a great line, that build in the quality.
You have to build it in, and you have to make sure that the software that you have is such that you can keep it up to date so that you don't create any quality problems. But having the capability to build in software, the quality is huge today because of the really good systems that we have in place to develop software, to ensure that it's high quality, and to maintain it properly. So you have to build it in. You have to take the right time to build it in. And then you have to have data analytics to make sure that as that software is spreading throughout your company and orchestrating different procedures in the company, that it's delivering the right quality. We are very big into data and data analytics, using big data analytics to understand what is happening in processes to stop problems before they ever happen. For example, we have a very large fleet of trucks from AT&T. We have hundreds of thousands of trucks every day on the streets, and now we're using data analytics to predict when we have a battery failure, for example. Rather than wait for the battery to die, we're replacing it proactively, because if I have a technician that has to visit a customer's premise and they have a dead battery, I have a disgruntled customer, I have problems that the customer's going to call us and find out where the technician is, huge amount of cost, where I can easily determine, look, let's go ahead and replace the battery now, and you'll never have that problem. So we're using data and software to prevent quality problems that in the past you could never have predicted. Now we have enough software, enough data analytics that we can predict problems before they happen and nip them in the bud.
We have about 2 minutes left before the break, but I want to ask you about in quality in data and analytics. You did a special project with Red Bull that I thought was fascinating. So talk about that.
Well, we're using the Internet of Things concept to connect Red Bull's Formula One racing cars. And these racing cars have about 100 sensors in them. Red Bull races the cars in 21 races in different countries. So think about 21 different countries, cars that are running 200 miles an hour, and they're sending data to a control center in the United Kingdom. And the way that those races are won is essentially in milliseconds. So one of the things that happens in a Formula One race is they have to change the tires on the car. And changing the tires on the car is now a science because they know exactly whether they're in Singapore or the UK or Australia. They know exactly the temperature of the tires.
There's about 30 seconds left.
They have all the data analytics that can tell those customers exactly when to change the tires. And as a result, Red Bull has taken it to a science. They can now change four tires on a Formula One race car in an amazing 1.9 seconds. So it's all about data and data analytics. It helps them win in performance races like that, and it can help companies win in the marketplace.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show with Ralph De La Vega, the Vice Chairman of AT&T. When we come back from commercial break, we are then going to talk about strategy in a disruptive technology world. Back in a few.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Way's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Way. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Robert Greece on the CEO Show, and I'm here with Ralph De La Vega, the vice chairman of AT&T. Let's talk about strategy. How does a company develop strategy? What advice do you have to them in a world where you could have a new competitor digitally disrupting you overnight?
Yeah, I think there's three trends going on in business today that companies have to understand and have to adapt and not reject. The first big trend going is with software, Robert. Software is getting faster, better, and cheaper to develop with higher quality. And what's driving that is the fact that a lot of software is open sourced. You also have application programming interfaces that allow data to be accessed by these software applications in a much easier fashion. And then agile development processes make it better to deliver the software to the end users. So software is changing the world right now. In fact, some of the things that we used to be done in software and hardware, I should say, are now being done in software. You are using virtual machines developed by software every day and probably don't even know it. But I guarantee you that you've used the wake-up function on an alarm clock on a phone. That used to be that you have to have an alarm clock, but now you use your phone and it's an app. If you need a flashlight today, do you go look for a flashlight or do you open the application that is the flashlight? So those are two things that used to be hardware-based, and now they're all software-based. So things that were done in hardware are being done in software. When you combine that with mobile broadband and the cloud, then the combination of those three things is dramatically changing the world. The best example I can give you is Uber. Uber is amazingly successful. I was in London recently. I opened the front page of the Financial Times, and the headline story was the Black Cabbie School in London is closing down. Black cabbies are legendary. It takes 3 years to get a license when you go to the cabbie school. They're wonderful. But Uber has replaced them with software, mobility, and the cloud. And that's such a disruptive force that even for great services like that can be disruptive. So the message to companies today is either you disrupt or you're going to be disrupted by software, mobility, and the cloud impacting your business. It's just a matter of time. We at AT&T believe that you should be proactive and seek to use that technology to your advantage.
Let's talk about in a disruptive world where you're trying to accelerate change, what is the real role of the board?
Well, I think the board has to be extremely engaged in understanding the transition from where a company is to where it is going. I'll give you our own example at AT&T. We told our board that we were moving from the old network of yesterday to a software-defined network. That's going to be a dramatic change to the technology that we use, Robert, but also to the people. We have hundreds of thousands of people that are used to the hardware world that I just described to you, a world that is getting changed by software. The things that used to be done by hardware will now require software expertise. So we have to change our people and retool them and retrain them to be software experts as opposed to hardware experts. So we've developed curriculum for our employees to let them know that, you know, the hardware jobs of the past are going to go away, But the software jobs of the future are going to grow and give them a curriculum that if they want to make the change, they can retrain themselves so they can compete for the jobs of the future. So this is a huge transformation, not just from the technological point of view, not from the marketplace point of view, but from a people point of view, who we have to have people that can learn how to operate the business in a new software-driven environment.
You faced one of the greatest challenges in life, and then you turned it into an opportunity that benefited all of society. Tell the story.
Well, I'll try to do it fast. I'm a very lucky person because I came to the United States by myself after the Cuban Revolution. My parents sent me ahead thinking they would follow in a few days, and it took them 4 years. So I was here in the U.S. by myself. Without a family, I didn't speak the language, and I didn't have a penny in my pocket. So those days were so difficult that when people ask me now how difficult it was to put together Singular Wireless and AT&T Wireless, a $41 billion cash deal, I say that's easy. Hard is leaving your family, leaving your language, your culture, and starting over. But it really taught me opportunities are really obstacles in disguise. And sometimes we don't approach obstacles. We walk away from them. I've learned, and in fact, the book that I wrote is called Obstacles Welcome, because we should welcome those obstacles. When I ran Latin America, which was an 11-country operation with wireless startups in those 11 countries, 11 different boards, and things were so difficult in Latin America that people said, my gosh, why did you take that job? Things are so bad. You have so many problems that this is full of opportunities. And it's that same opportunity that we approach.
Just talk about within 3 days what was happening. It was crazy.
Well, in Argentina, we had they devalued the peso, which was pegged for 1-to-1 to the dollar. They devalued it 4-to-1.
So you lost 75% of the business.
Oh, yeah. I ran a billion-dollar company in Argentina that overnight became a $250 million company. So that hurts your business plan for the year. In Venezuela, there was a coup, and the president was left the country for 2 days, came back in 2 days, and business went on strike. In Brazil, there was a further devaluation, defaults on loans. It was just chaotic, and we had never made money in Latin America. Within a year, by aligning our team, aligning our boards, having a common vision and a good plan that was executed well, the company turned profitable. And that's the kind of things that can happen when you approach obstacles and view them as an opportunity. You know that we worked with Steve Jobs first on launching a product that was a dismal failure called the Rocker. We actually worked on the Rocker with Steve Jobs at Apple and Ed Sander at Motorola. The first phones that had iTunes in them was the Motorola Rocker. It didn't sell. But it was that opportunity that gave us a chance to work with Steve Jobs, who said, you know, I think I can build a better product. We worked together with him, and the rest is history.
I want to ask you, what advice do you have to CEOs of major organizations?
I think more than anything, you have to be agile today. Things are changing so fast that you need to put in a culture where people trust each other, they can get to the marketplace fast, experiment, have fast failures, and move on to seize the opportunities, because things are changing so fast. What I tell them is one of the most important things to learn in this environment is you have to learn how to unlearn and relearn.
Wait. You have to learn how to unlearn? What
yes.
do you mean by
well,
that?
Well, look, I'll give you a great example. One of the greatest things that we found out when we did the iPhone is that you no longer needed a keyboard to have a smartphone. Before the iPhone came out, all the smartphones of that era had a physical keyboard. When the iPhone came out, it was a slate. There was no keyboard. And that was a big aha that everything we had learned that you needed in a phone no longer was true. It was no longer true that you needed a keyboard. Apple came up with the innovation. We jumped on it. And the people who adopted the slate, to type on a slate, if you will, changed the world. Those who still stuck by the keyboard lost their business. And so you had to unlearn that you no longer needed keyboards on a smartphone. All you needed was the glass.
Boy, is that fascinating. The future for Ralph De La Vega?
The future is full of opportunities.
There you go. Great having you on the CEO show. This is Ralph De La Vega, the vice chairman of AT&T.
Thank you, Robert.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.